This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about our Hometown Hope featured organization for the month of August, which is the Boys and Girls Club of Lenawee. And happy to have on the program to tell us more about that is Sarah Harriman, who is the Chief Executive Officer for the Boys and Girls Club of Lenawee. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Dale. Thanks for having me. So excited to get to chat.
Yes, absolutely. And congratulations on being the Hometown Hope organization for the month of August.
Yes, we are so grateful. We appreciate the support from WLEN and all of those who support this project every year. It makes a big difference for us to get this extra exposure as we move into the school year.
Yeah, you know, boy, this is timing it quite right here because of the fact that things are really ramping up. And, well, you're kind of ramping up the summer and getting ready for the school year, aren't you?
We absolutely are. This is our last week of summer programming in both Adrian and Hudson. And then we will take a break next week. We'll be closed for training. And to kind of, you know, spiff up the program areas as we move into school year programs. And then the Adrian location will open right back up on the 24th. The first day of school will be open. And then Hudson's first day is the 31st. So we'll open up in Hudson on the 31st. So we've had a really great summer and we're really excited to have another great school year.
So will the hours change then for the school year then, Sarah?
Yes, absolutely. Our school year hours in Adrian are 2:45 until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. And in Hudson, we are open 2:45 until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay. So the Hudson location, they're right there at the school, aren't they?
Absolutely. So our Hudson location is now in the Annex building, which is right behind the middle high school building. We have our own dedicated space there. We've done a lot of sprucing up with support from the community. We've got a kitchenette there for healthy habits programming. We have new epoxied floors, lots of new furnishings, and we are just really excited to be able to serve the youth in Hudson. This year we have had tremendous participation over the summer. So
great.
We're looking for that to continue into the school year in Hudson.
Nice, nice. So will the programs that you'll offer be changing a little bit then too, Sarah, as you get into the fall?
Absolutely. So we always offer the same types of programming, but they will shift as we move into fall. So in summer, we have much longer days.
Yeah.
And so we're able to do, you know, a little bit different types of programming. But we, as always, will offer recreational programs every day, a lot of academic enrichment. We offer homework help for those students who need it on the daily. Also lots of social time for kids to just get to spend time with their friends and with adult mentors and people who care about them in a really safe environment, both in Adrian and in Hudson.
We should mention who is eligible to be a part of the Boys and Girls Club, Sarah.
For sure. So any youth in Lenawee County in grades 1st through 12th can be a member of the club, and it's only $3 per year per child. So it is very, very reasonable.
Yeah.
And we don't want that to be a burden for any family. So if for some reason you can't afford the $3, don't let that stop you. You can sign youth up really easily on our website, which is BGC, like Boys Girls Club, bgclenawee.org. And you click join right there on the homepage, and it will take you through the online sign up. And if you have any issues, every once in a while, someone's browser maybe has a little glitch or it just doesn't quite go through, you
sure.
can always call us or come on into the club and we can help you get signed up that way too. But we want everyone who wants to be a part of our programming to have the opportunity to join us. And we've really, both Adrian and Madison schools use the Boys and Girls Club as a bus stop. So kids can get to the club after school on a bus coming direct from Adrian or Madison schools. And then in Hudson Schools actually provides busing home at the end of the day.
Wow.
So great transportation options for families. In
yeah.
Adrian, families do need to either pick up their kids at the end of the day, or we have a lot of walkers who live in the neighborhood. And I say the end of the day, but really the other thing for everyone to remember is we are a drop-in program. And so if your youth want to come after school and stay for an hour, that's fine. If they want to stay the full 4 hours, that's fine. It's, you know, come and go, whatever works for your family and their schedules. You don't
yeah.
need to come every day. You can come 1 day a week, 2 days a week, 5 days a week. It doesn't matter. It really is a drop-in program. Once kids leave for the day, though, they cannot come back in. You can't come back and forth, but
okay.
We are a drop-in program. So we want to be there to support youth and families. And we are lucky in Adrian to also be able to serve dinner every day. So
yeah.
We do that at the Adrian location. And so that's another service that we're able to offer to families and youth.
You mentioned about the programs and the ability to have that after-school help with their schoolwork, too. And you have very qualified people and mentors to help out with that, don't you?
We absolutely do. All of our staff is very well-trained. It's one of the real bonuses of being a Boys and Girls Club is that we get to tap into training and resources from Boys and Girls Club of America.
Nice.
So all of our team are really very well-trained. We have CPR-certified staff. We just have a great leadership team right now of people who are very well educated in the fields of education and youth development. And so I'm really proud of the group of people we have working at the club. All of our part-time youth development professionals are very well trained. A lot of college students, paraprofessionals, and others in the community who come and work with us and really serve as mentors and you know role models for the youth as well. We also have a really pretty robust mentorship program. We were lucky enough to get a very generous grant from the Adrian Dominicans to begin a community mentorship program. And so we do invite community members to think about becoming mentors and coming into the club. It can be as little as, you know, once a month. We ask for at least once a month commitment, but you can come once a month, once a week, whatever works in your schedule. And we pair community members up with particular youth in the club. And we try to tailor that to each mentor-mentee relationship. We have some folks who come in and they'll sit down and, you know, sit with the youth during dinner and have conversations. We have others who like to come in and play basketball with their mentee. We've had folks come in and teach some kids how to play chess. So whatever you're into, we probably have a kid who would be interested in those things, you know? And so we really do invite the community to think about if you have an hour or more a month to come in and be a mentor.
We mentioned about the location for the Hudson Boys and Girls Club, but we haven't mentioned where the one in Adrian is located.
Absolutely. The Adrian Club is at 340 East Church Street. We are in Suite A, which is actually in the rear of the Draeger Early Education Building. So yeah. We share the space with Head Start, but it's the old Draeger Middle School. That's how a lot of people still know it, but
sure.
It is technically the Draeger Early Education Center, but we are in the back of that building. Our entrance is on Frank Street.
And the things that you offer there, the Boys and Girls Club, of course, a lot, it really depends on the donations that you receive to keep it going.
We really depend on this community. So we raise the majority of our budget every single year. We are lucky enough to have an endowment that the community helped us to start. So we do have that, but we still raise about 85% of the funds we need to run the club are raised every single year through gifts from community members, businesses, family foundations. The community foundation supports us. But we look for community support. And we are celebrating, I can't believe it, but our 25th anniversary this year.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. So we've been in Adrian 25 years.
Wow.
And have helped so many kids over that time, but it's only because of the community support. And one of the ways the community supports us is through our annual Blue Jean Ball.
Yes.
And that's coming up on September 10th this year. And it will be held at the Boys and Girls Club Adrian site. And tickets are on sale on our website. So if you're interested in attending, it's $100 per person. All of the funds raised go right back into programming and helping to make sure that we have this safe space for kids during out-of-school time.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what is going to be the theme this year?
We are actually using our 25th anniversary as the theme.
Okay.
So 25 years of opening doors to great futures.
I like that.
So that's the theme this year. So it's really just blue jeans, come in your jeans, and have a good time with us. We'll have an auction, a great barbecue meal. We'll have some really special entertainment from our youth members and others in the community. It's just a fun night to learn more about what we do, see the club, and have a good time with community members, networking and supporting the youth of the community.
Absolutely. And probably you might find out some of the people that are attending were probably products of the Boys and Girls Club too, right?
Yes. Now that we've been around 25 years, we are lucky enough to be coming full circle. We have members alumni members,
yeah,
who own businesses in this community. We have had alumni on our board. We have alumni who work with us. So we've been around long enough to see the impact of the club in Lenawee County. And I'm really proud of that impact. I think we're helping to make this community a better place for youth and helping to produce leaders for the future. So that's the goal. That's why we're here. And I think we have some really good examples of that. And we'll be sharing a video at Blue Jean Ball that really highlights some of our alumni so people can see what is this investment doing? There's a really interesting study that was done by the University of Michigan and Boys and Girls Club of America, and it showed that for every dollar invested in a Boys and Girls Club, over $10 is returned to the community over time.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I think that's a pretty good return on investment.
I think so too, Sarah, very much so. Yeah. So they want to make sure they get their tickets as soon as possible because you'll need kind of an idea of how much food to prepare, right?
And we always sell out. We've only got so much room and we do tend to sell out. So yes, please get your tickets now. Get them early. We never want to turn anyone away. And again, those are also available on our website. That's also where you can sign up new members if you have some kids that want to start attending when summer comes around. So both Blue Jean Ball info and member sign up is at bgclenaway.org. Also, our contact info is there. So if you have any questions, you can feel free to give us a call. And we're always willing to give tours. If you have never seen the club and you're an interested community member and you'd like a tour, I'm always happy to provide that to folks.
Absolutely. And just keep up the great work that you're doing over there with you and your staff, Sarah.
Thank
it's
you.
Just a fantastic job that you're doing.
Well, we appreciate you. Again, thanks to WLEN and your partners for bringing Hometown Hope to the community. It's such a great gift to all of the nonprofits, and we're certainly very grateful for the extra exposure as we move into the school year and
yep.
move into Blue Jean Ball.
Now, once again, the Blue Jean Ball is going to be when and where?
September 10th, and it is at the Boys and Girls Club Adrian Clubhouse this year. Tickets on our website, bgclenaway.org.
Okay, and the time of the event?
It's 5:30 to 8:30, and it is a Thursday evening. Last year, we moved to a Thursday, and that seemed to go really well.
Cool, very cool. All right. So make sure you get your tickets right away, people.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being on the program. And again, congratulations for being the August recipient of the Hometown Hope. And as I mentioned, keep up the great work that you're doing over there. A lot of kids are benefiting from what you provide there with the programs.
Thank you, Dale. We really appreciate it.
My guest has been Sarah Harriman, who is the Chief Executive Officer for the Boys and Girls Club of Lenawee County. On Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.